views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, so glad you joined us today. I have a very special show with you. And like you know, every Tuesday here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine a personal journey that grows your inner peace, greater serenity, the ease and flow of life. Imagine a way of seeing other than with your ordinary eyes. Imagine waking up, embracing change, and seeing problems as opportunities for letting go. Imagine developing a deep level of self-love and self-care. A love that heals beyond your imagining. Imagine a new medicine. The medicine of seeing with heart. A paradigm-shifting program for cultivating self-acceptance and authentic power. I invite you to take a few deep breaths with me and bring your awareness into this moment as I introduce our guest, Dr. Mitch Titchler. Dr. Mitch has been a holistic physician for 26 years. He created Seeing with Heart, a breakthrough journey for cultivating inner peace, and he has shared it with so many individuals and groups internationally for the past 13 years. It is beautiful stuff. I can't wait for you to hear his voice and hear some of the words. In 1988, Dr. Mitch also co-founded a medical relief organization that's provided critical health care services to more than 125,000 individuals in the mountains of southern Honduras. An author, avid sailor, photographer, musician, and cyclist, you'll find Dr. Mitch joyfully embracing life along the magical shores of Cape Cod, or at times off in some remote corner of the beautiful planet, following one of his deepest passions, traveling the world. And we are so blessed to have him right here, right now with us today. Hello, Mitch.
Hi, Julie, and hello to each of you that is joining us today, and those of you that are having an opportunity to listen to this after our show. It's a blessing to be with all of you.
Thank you, Mitch. You know, I have a tradition here on the show. I like to start the show by reminding our listeners and my guests of a shared vision that we're all a part of one conscious, creative universe, one living system. And I like to do that by asking you what all things connected means to you.
That's a beautiful way to begin your show. And what comes into my awareness is about the invisible threads connecting us all as one. We don't readily see that as we peer out to that which we see through our ordinary eyes, and as we invite ourselves to the possibility of seeing with heart, seeing with other than our ordinary eyes, we actually expand the bandwidth and we see those invisible threads connecting us all as one. We see that relationship. We see that what appears to be the individual heartbeat is really this magnificent symphony, if you will, of the collective sacred heartbeat of one. And something I hear about that is that's the medicine of we.
The symphony is a beautiful metaphor for it. And speaking of metaphors, one of the things that attracts me to Sing with Heart and the medicine of we and you, Dr. Mitch, is your beautiful use of poetic metaphor, just language that pierces the soul and kind of just bypasses this ego and psyche and really creates deep meaning. So we need to share with our listeners what that is. Why don't we start? I know that several years ago, 11, 12 years ago now, you had an amazing experience, and through that experience, Seeing with Heart was born. Do you want to tell our listeners what that is?
Well, of course, the simple and brief story is back in March of 2000, I had this urgent feeling. It wasn't an anxious feeling. It was simply this urgency, something like this passionate feeling to get a blank piece of paper and take a pen in my other hand, my non-dominant hand. And it was remarkable to me because I had never been drawn to do that before. And out these pieces, these writings emerged. And the fascinating thing is my dominant handwriting is essentially illegible. They call it Michinese in my office, and I can't even read it half the time and ask my office manager to translate. But the pieces that came through my non-dominant hand are completely legible, and they were complete. And I can, you know, share, actually, depending on some of those on today's program. But, you know, there's a bit more of a story, but that's the brief story. And if you wanted to have me elaborate, I can take a few more moments and do that.
You know, I love the whole story because it really sets the tone for this urgency that moved through you. And, you know, just hearing the story as you are, it's kind of like a Neil Donald Walsh thing of writing conversations with God. And even with Neil's situation, he was pretty down and out when this piece moved through him. I think it's an important setting to really create the whole story for our listeners. So please share if you feel.
Okay. You know, I felt to, again, begin with the kind of the brief and then being invited to elaborate. Something that I hear as I listen closely is there are no accidents. And what I'm going to share with you is something that would be labeled as such, and I don't really see it that way. I see that we experience our lives as a series of occurrences, of situations, and they're not random, discrete events. There's something about them that's extremely meaningful and actually poetic as we, again, invite ourselves to seeing with heart, seeing with other than our ordinary eyes. And so back in December of 98, I was driving home, crossing an intersection, as we often do in our lives, you know, both literally and metaphorically, and my car was struck by another traveling at more than 50 miles an hour. And as I had invited us to consider, it wasn't an accident. In fact, you know, the invitation is to know that there is blessing in all that we experience, no matter the flavor. Especially, this is something I hear, especially when it tastes less than preferable. And so there were some injuries, and most significantly to my right knee, which ultimately required two surgeries. The first surgery was 2 hours, the second four, and I chose to attend both surgeries awake without sedation. And after gently prodding, the surgeon and the rest of the surgical team became clear that I was simply requesting to be present with my life, and so they agreed. So we used regional anesthesia, And to further embrace the possibility of being present, after each procedure, I chose not to medicate. So the second surgery, being far more complex, required that beginning immediately the next morning and for the following 2 months, my leg was in this device for 6 hours a day. And what I'll say is that I really didn't know that my body could experience that extent of noise. I consciously choose to use the word noise rather than pain, because usually we associate pain with something bad. So, you know, there's often judgment around that word. And so anyway, this noise emanated from my knee, and it poured out, you know, through the entire rest of my body, and it was deafening. And the interesting thing is, 5 days after surgery, as I was laying on the couch with my leg being moved in this device, that's when that intriguing experience occurred. I had this compelling feeling to get a blank piece of paper and take a pen in my left hand, my non-dominant hand. And these, you know, words flowed and poetic writings revealed themselves. And the interesting thing is, there was really no intent to write a book, no conscious awareness of a message. There was simply this unavoidable feeling to write with my non-dominant hand. A few days into this experience, I actually heard the name of the collection, and I laughed out loud, because there really was no collection. There were only a few pieces. But what I'll say is that something like 6 months later, you know, more than 80 complete, finished, handwritten poems had revealed themselves and were sitting in a pile on my closet floor. And the majority of them were in vertical columns, which was very interesting. For some reason, they chose to present as these vertical columns. One was even a spiral, and one was even a three-dimensional spherical shape. At the time, I really wasn't clear about what was occurring, but I just continued to write, and it wasn't really until I returned to see patients, something like about 18 months after the second surgery, that I realized how these writings would support transformational shift. And what began happening was something fascinating. You know, during an appointment, a patient would, you know, share something troubling, and I would realize that there was a piece in the collection that would directly support their concern. And so, you know, later that night, I would literally, like, sit on my closet floor and shuffle through this pile of writings and find that piece. And then I would photocopy it and give it to the patient at the time of their next appointment. And regardless the question, there was always a specific piece which was directly helpful.
Mm. And Mitch, over time, you know, this story is so powerful and profound, and you have helped so many different people with it. I think the beauty of having you be so present with your body allowed this opportunity for this to emerge in such an incredible and, like I said, profound way. So I'm going to break right there in your story, because we need to take a break. And when we come back, you're going to hear so much more about seeing with heart and even hear some of these beautiful words. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation, and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAmEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Dr. Mitch Tischler, and we are here talking about seeing with heart. Mitch, before we get back into the good stuff, I want to make sure that all of our listeners know how to contact you. Can you share your website information with them?
Oh, certainly. It's very simple. Seeing with heart, just as you would imagine spelling it, .com. So seeingwithheart.com. And then also we have a Seeing with Heart Facebook page, which on a daily basis we put very luscious, thought-provoking, and meditative posts, a combination of beautiful images and some of the Seeing with Heart phrases. So you can find us at the Seeing with Heart Facebook page and seeingwithheart.com.
Excellent. Thank you. So right before the story, we were talking about the accident that wasn't an accident and that urge to write with your non-dominant hand, and out pours this beautiful collection. And I know you, Mitch. I know it's not about the story. And that's one of the things that I teach with clients all the time is really we're creating these stories, and do we want to be attached to our stories? That it's really not about our stories, and what do we want to do with it? So I appreciate you sharing that backstory, however, because I think it's really fascinating that, like I was saying right before break, that under those extreme circumstances, you were allowing yourself to be fully present. And, you know, I think that there's a power tool right there for everyone to learn. And, you know, we teach that with breathing techniques. We teach it with Lamas and other things of really how to be fully present and entertaining how our body is speaking. So, again, thank you for sharing that piece of the story. And if there's anything else you wanted to say about the story, feel free to finish that piece. But I would love for you to share then and give our listeners an idea of what really was coming through you that has been so helpful to thousands of people.
Thank you, Julie, for reminding each of us that it's really never about what it's about. We get so attached to our stories, and again, as we invite ourselves to the place of seeing with heart, seeing with other than our ordinary eyes, we start to consider that there's far more connection with our occurrences, and we can start to see these patterns and what they're speaking to us. Something about what I hear as I listen quietly, something about the illuminating beacon in the fog of our lives. Because we go around, in some ways, something like kind of thinking ourselves crazy and making mountains out of molehills, and even far more concerning is molehills out of mountains. And, you know, we really have something dire going on. We kind of ignore it. And so when we broaden the bandwidth and we see that there's more occurring, then we're not so attached to our exact story. That's how come I actually chose to kind of give the brief overview first, and then when with a little prodding, I realized that that you, Julie, wanted to hear the, you know, kind of fuller story. In fact, something interesting that just came into my awareness is the first few words that showed up, each piece was dated, and it was March 4th, 2000. The first few words that showed up, simply be present in the infinite moment, seeing with heart, not listening with head. Now, there's more to this piece. It goes on, and there's more that I can share. But those few words, pausing to reflect for a moment, infinite moment, that's very interesting, because a moment we usually think is something like a second or even less than a second. What about the infinite moment? In other words, what about the possibility that there really actually isn't a yesterday and there's nothing to concern ourselves about tomorrow? What about the invitation to be in the luscious presence of the now? And that's what I found when I was inviting myself to be in that way, that this magnificence, it's not niche, it's the magnificence of the infinite potentiality that resides within each and every one of us, which is really the same. And so it flowed out through the illusion of my non-dominant hand, and yet the reason these words touch whoever picked them up so deeply is because they're not my words. They're not even our words. There's simply these core truths that resonate from within each of us. And so here I open the book to this particular piece. That's what I do oftentimes, is not really had any conscious feeling to select something. So this is what I opened up to. Everything begins with loving the self. Yet we're so terribly afraid of I love me. We listen instead to the voice that's so haunting, the one from so far away. Don't be so selfish, you must think of the others, and don't hug yourself or spend time with your soul. For remember, there's nothing to show from these pleasures, nothing productive, nothing to weigh. No, cries your spirit, this is not about selfish, it's about the importance of caring for self and doing exactly what one needs in the moment by feeling with gut the feeling of true. For being authentic with spirit and soul is the one single choice that will move us to whole. Only then can I love me and can I love you, as it's actually but one and the same.
Nice deep breath after that one. You know, Mitch, I don't know what the magic is, but I'm going to ask you, because seeing with heart and the words that flow through in this beautiful poetic manner, you know, it's teaching mindfulness. It's really teaching a, you know, almost has a Buddhist flair and a centering prayer piece, and you know, and it's an Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now. It's really bringing in the message of these things, and yet it is so different. What is the magic? What is the magic that makes Seeing with Heart unique or different from those things that I'm speaking of?
That's a very amazing question for us to embrace and reflect upon. I invite us all to collectively embrace what that means. We talked something about that it's never about what it's about. We talked about the fact that it's really not about our stories. We talk about a unified field. And science illuminates that clearly. We talk about quantum physics. So we talk about the invisible threads connecting us all as one. And so when we begin to see in this way, when we begin to walk straight into the mystery and all of its majesty and embrace that which frightens us the most, and when we surrender and when we let go and we disregard the expectations of others, the voices that attempt to bleed our soul by offering an unbounded, outwardly flowing stream of unconditional loving kindness. What is it about unconditional love? And so, as I mentioned before, these words are not mine, yet they have the illusion of flowing through me. Instead, they are core truths which resonate from within each of us. If I felt they were mine, the possibility for receiving them would be not. To fully know these truths, we must step aside and authentically embrace the possibility of non-ownership. What is that? What is that? What is that way of being for us to authentically step aside and embrace the possibility of non-ownership? Only in this way are we open to all there is, which is only love, and only then will love flow over all in a way that one only dreams possible. That's what we're talking about in this unified field, is how we flow love from within. See, this isn't seeing with heart, and it's not seeing with heart to journey in. This is seeing with heart to journey from within. It's about flowing that which we are, that infinite potentiality that resides in each and every one of us, out from within, being that fullest expression of self-acceptance, and in so doing, stepping into our authentic power and being able to hold that space of inner peace, flowing that love. And that's what the magic is. When we, that which we see is a reflection of that which we be. And so to the greater and greater and greater and greater and fuller and fuller and fuller and fuller extent that we flow unconditional love from within, what appears to be miracle, which is simply our natural and ordinary way of being, shows up. And that's what I invited myself into that place, was to simply be present, even amidst the deafening noise.
Wow, and what a beautiful response to that. You know, there's so many important pieces that you just said that I want to follow up on, because there is some amazing nuggets just in the wisdom that came right then. So we need to take a quick break. We're talking with Dr. Mitch Tischler, Seeing with Heart. When we come back, more of these beautiful nuggets. Stay with us.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. I am Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have Dr. Mitch Tischel here, and we are talking about seeing with heart. And right before the break, Dr. Mitch was talking about, again, beautiful words, Mitch, beautiful words, but you had talked about the unified field and really that connection to it, and I think it's a really powerful example of listening and allowing creation to create through us. And we talk about that a lot with the term co-creation. We just both got back from a co-creator's convergence last weekend where there was a lot of that co-creating going on. So really, your words are teaching our listeners again of how powerful it is to really be fully present in this moment, connected with this unified field, and allowing that essence, that flow of co-creativity to just pass through us. Do you liken what happened to you as a co-creative process in, like that?
Well, I actually feel that through the illusion of each moment that I experience in this unfolding mystery that we refer to as our lives, that's the invitation, is to be present with that co-creating energy. Something I hear about it, and I truly embrace this sense of knowing that everything I see, I take full responsibility for everything that I see. I know that all of it, not even in the immediate vicinity, not even in the interacting with the me and the you, I take full responsibility for all that I see. And so I know that, as Seeing with Heart has invited us to consider, through the infinite moment, because that's the unified field. When something's unified, there really isn't a moment ago and a moment later. There's just simply the infinite moment. It's just this infinity of potentiality. And so I know in my deepest place of knowing that I am responsible for all that I see, and that there's really effective ways that I can navigate and offer the medicine that is peace, and the opportunity is to be that or not. And what else are we here for? Why are we breathing? It's to be that vehicle for that, and to be that catalyst, and to be that corridor to channel that, and that vessel to hold that, and then to flow ripples out from within that or not. And I hear or not is not an option.
Beautiful. You know, when you're talking, you are a holistic physician. And this medicine of we, this medicine of seeing with heart, is so transformative. And it's not like anything that we've experienced. But the thing that I think is more powerful, and this is one of the things that I teach and love to speak about, is that perception of not seeing through our eyes with our old perceptions, not seeing through a lens of separation, that leads toward competition and comparing and contrasting and fear and other things, that really, when we shift that perception to that unified place or through the heart, it really does. It creates things that people can't even imagine, because when we're in the other illusion, we know what that's like. And so here you are. Tell our listeners, I don't know how you define health and healing, but I can just feel it oozing out from you in this new way of being. But what is this program that you offer, and how do you use these beautiful poetic words? And there's metaphor, there's image, there's a lot in it. But how do you use the Seeing with Heart program for someone who might be interested?
So it's a journey, which is certainly a reflection of what each of our lives is. So we simply, what I like to suggest is that we lock hearts through the illusion of our elbows, and we take a stroll along this path. We take a journey, the Seeing with Heart journey. And as these pieces, these writings, assembled themselves, they literally shuffled themselves like a deck of cards into a specific sequence, we assemble a light framework. And that's one of the keys to why this medicine is so effective, because it's a light, accessible framework. What I'd like to say is something like, oftentimes, well, if we use a metaphor of, let's say, a chair, per se, if we made a chair with two legs, it would fall over. But oftentimes in our lives, we actually kind of create 44-legged chairs around ourselves. We make like these protective structures, and they're paralyzing. And so when a situation occurs, we don't really know which leg of the chair to use to respond to that situation. And then all of a sudden the situation kind of, escalates, and then we're kind of like in this reaction experience. And so, yes, we could build a four-legged chair that will be stable, because, again, the two-legged chair is going to fall over, but the 44-legged chair is just paralyzing. We could build a four-legged chair, but when we really pause for a moment and consider, do we really need four legs? And so when we reflect, I imagine each one of us would have the image of a stool. We really only need three legs to have a stable chair, and that's what Seeing with Heart does. It invites us to assemble a three-legged chair, a stool. And so when we go along this 12-session journey, we assemble a very light infrastructure, a very light framework, and we use the experiences of our lives. We talk about some of our early experiences, some of the experiences that we're concerned about that are going to happen in the illusion of the future, and we talk about what's going on right now in our lives, and then Seeing with Heart comes in with these pieces and helps us to shift our place of perception that, Julie, you were talking about so beautifully, and then it's simply a blink. It's a paradigmatic shift. It's usually within, two or three sessions, people are already shifting profoundly. And we are able to make this journey with, it's an honor, it's a blessing to make this journey with individuals that, suffer from substance abuse and depression and even suicide and relationship shifting. And so young adults and elderly and actually physical medicine as well. It's very, very interesting. I mean, it's not a replacement for those medical procedures that you know, that at times are needed in those crisis situations. But really, when we stop and pause to think about it, you know, why do we get heart attacks? And why do we get ulcers? And why do we get strokes? I mean, we really, you know, we're kind of chewing ourselves up. And so then we become that. And so when we do this medicine, this spirit medicine, then, you know, like the physical disease doesn't occur, or the physical disease that's occurring is really very much a reflection of the spirit and emotional dis-ease we're having. And so when we can address that, then a lot of those physical symptoms subside. And that's a blessing. That's a sacred blessing.
Mm. So we just have another brief minute before the break. But you have more information about these journeys and how people can take them on their own, in a group, with you individually, or lots of different options on your website. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And first thing I want to mention is if for some reason you feel drawn to this way of being, you know, there's a contact page on the website. Send me an email. I make it a point to personally respond. Also, you know, through our Facebook page. But then on the purchase page on our website, you can take a look at the different ways that you can do the journey. And it's really available. It's accessible for everyone. Yes, you can do this journey one-to-one with me, which I love, and many do. And then we do have, you know, groups that come together and do this as a collective experience. And then you can actually do it as a self-directed journey. You can download audio files you know, from the website, and the interesting thing about that particular way of doing Sing with Heart is that it's not me lecturing the material. It's somebody's authentic one-to-one journey with me. So it's very much like the energy of, wow, if she can do it, so can I. And it's amazing how many people have profound shift doing it that way with themselves.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we still have more to go yet. Listeners, I encourage you to check out his website. That's www.seeingwithheart.com. Again, www.seeingwithheart.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Dr. Mitch.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point, and our world, that time is right now.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We are back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Mitch Tischler with Seeing with Heart. Hey, you can find out more about Mitch right on our website, and all of the archives for previous shows go to www.thedrjulieshow.com. Again, that's thedrjulieshow.com. You can find out what upcoming shows are coming, the amazing guests, and all of their connections are there with links right there. So visit our page and also stay connected all week. We like to stay connected with you, and we love your comments and questions and your interaction, the conversation. There's lots of conscious conversation right on our Facebook page, and you can find that at All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So as we continue this conversation, I invite you to go to seeingwithheart.com and look up Dr. Mitch. This has been a beautiful, beautiful show, Dr. Mitch, and I know our listeners can just feel your essence. There's something also about your voice that is the Seeing with Heart voice. You just live this, you breathe it, and you speak it, and it just... it's just so present right through your voice. So I'm so glad we had you on the show today.
It's a blessing to be with you, and again, to be with each of you. It's beautiful to share in this way. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I would love if we could just bring one more piece to our listeners in this last segment and just kind of hear the words of Seeing with Heart one more time.
Again, I simply open the collection, and this is what Seeing with Heart invites us to consider. And as I share these words, I invite each of you to soften your gaze and possibly even close your eyes and take this in and see what this speaks to. I hear a knocking from a distant place behind my heart. Listen, a knocking. Welcome. Come in, I offer with outstretched arms. As I open my heart, I sense the ethereal movement of joy welling up as tears of love. Initially, only vaguely familiar from that very distant place. Then, with imperceptible movement, becoming more present until finally, uncontainably, flowing over and passionately caressing the place where light becomes form. What, I ask, is this knocking? Oh, it is me.
Another breath to breathe into that. Oh, Dr. Mitch, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Why is it that we forget about ourselves, about our sacred peace? Our sacred piece of peace, our sacred contract. That which is unique to self. You know, there are no two identical snowflakes. Science confirms that as fact, and there are no two identical souls. Each one of us has this magnificent brilliance. What about the possibility to be that in all of its expression, in its fullest way of being? What about that possibility? What about, oh, it is me?
Oh, it is me. Imagine the world ignited and activated as everyone becomes that expression.
Truly, something that showed up in my awareness is that I had mentioned how you can find out more about Seeing with Heart, but also going to the website, the homepage, the welcome page, you can receive a copy of these writings as a gift. So if you're moved by these writings, you can simply receive that by going to the our homepage, our seeingwithheart.com homepage.
And, you know, I want to mention to our listeners, because I am a true believer in the power of these words, and literally on your Facebook page, even just taking pieces of the different writings and putting them with beautiful images, they are so healing and therapeutic in themselves. You also have a video on your homepage with a lot of the different words and images, and watching that video is incredible medicine as well.
Thanks, Julie, for bringing that point. It's 2 minutes, and we made it that way so that it would be something that would be an easy pause as we move about through our days. So you can just go to that any time of the day, and just for 2 minutes, it's very healing, very, very healing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful meditation. And when you're talking about light becoming form, seeing the words with the images, there's something really powerful about that. Do you have a favorite story? We just have a couple minutes before we close, but is there, in all the years that you've used Seeing with Heart as medicine with your clients now, and done these journeys with many different clients, do you have a story, a favorite story, a healing story of one of your clients, or any way that you've used the words that's been especially meaning for you?
Well, I'm looking at the greatest gift that I have ever received in my entire life, and I am not a thing person. I am an experienced person, and so there's not a lot of stuff around me. And right now, I'll describe to you what I'm holding in my hand. It's a wad of duct tape. It's been wadded up in such a way that some of it's shiny and glistening on the outside surface, and some of it's tacky and sticky because of the way it's wadded up. And into this wad of duct tape are push pins and thumbtacks. And shortly after I completed the Seeing with Heart journey with an individual that was wrestling multiple times daily with taking their life, they came to me, and they said they had a gift, and they took it out from behind their back. They had it in one of their hands, and they placed it in my hand. They just had it all kind of hidden in their hand, and they placed it in my hand, and they said, okay, now open it up and take a look. And I saw this wad of duct tape, and they looked at me with tears flowing and said, this used to be my life. It's not anymore. That was 8-10 years ago. And occasionally I bump into that person, and they're having a life. They're living. They've not wrestled with those kinds of thoughts ever again. And they're having a normal life. They're having some challenging days and some sweet days, because that's life. And they're not looking to take their life. And so, yes, that's the greatest gift that I've ever received in my life is his wife.
Yeah, what a beautiful metaphor that is, too, and a beautiful word picture that we all can just see right now in our minds. Dr. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us today. What a beautiful show. Really appreciated having you here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and blessings.
Oh, thank you. And remember, we're here every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Hey, listeners, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you right here next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.